I am so happy, finally a keeper. Roger Waters, a Pink Floyd, 78, married for the fifth time.
Oh, so I thought you could say it first time.
This story is so cool. It's so cool. To a beautiful 43-year-old woman who he met as his driver. He announced on Instagram he was married in Camelia Chavez, who they've been dating for around 5 years, posting a series of photos of the happy couple celebrating their wedding in the Hamptons, where he owns a mansion there. He's worth, by the way, $310 million.
Wow.
I actually,
he should be giving them more away.
You know what? He should be, well, I hope he paid for the wedding. I actually met her at one of my concerts a couple of years ago. She worked in transportation. She was driving the car that was taking me.
Nice.
They were at the Coachella Festival, which he played in 2016. He explained, I was in one place for 2 weeks. There were many transfers between the hotel and the venue. My security sat in front with her, and they talked while I stayed in the back. I don't know, something about her attracted me. When asked how he made his first move, he said, one day I said, excuse me, and she turned around. Did someone ever tell you how you have beautiful cheekbones?
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that, that's okay, right? Me too?
I mean, it's still a pickup line. It doesn't matter.
Can I say, do you have beautiful cheekbones with someone in the office, or will I get in trouble?
You get in trouble. Actually, I'm doing some training, my personal, I have to do harassment training.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you
I think cheekbones are okay. I can't say lips, because lips do something.
I mean, it's probably not a good call, just in general. It's just not.
If I'm your boss, I shouldn't. But if I'm a equal, I can, right?
Yes, but I wouldn't. Again,
it's the same woman saying, no one ever says I'm pretty.
No. It's just, in the workplace, you don't do that. You just, it's not terrible. It's not going to send you to HR, but you just don't say that. You could say, I mean, I think at best, you could say you look nice today.
I've heard people say strong jawline.
I don't like strong jawline.
We know that, you know, high cheekbones are part of models, but I've never heard a rocker or anyone ever use that as a pickup line. You have great, usually
he's
it's
also
you.
Roger
your
Waters.
Eyes, your hair is beautiful.
He's
I love
Roger
your dress.
Waters.
I
mean, Roger Waters.
And he's been married five times, so he's probably out of them.
That's right.
He said, I saw a little reaction. That was the beginning.
There you go. Drew blood.
They hit it off. They've been together ever since. She is truly lovely, and she really makes me happy.
I think she wants kids.
I'm not sure if they do. And by the way, and I think this
Wait,
is
how worth, old did you say he is?
I think this is worth mentioning. She's a black woman.
Okay.
Which I think is super cool. Because I think interracial marriage is a wonderful thing. But you just don't get a chance to see that type of picture.
How old is he? Did
He's 78 years old.
He looks old.
Yeah.
And she's how old?
She's 48. 43.
And he's 78?
Mm.
Oh, that's one of those ones that
that's good. 30
no,
only 35
no,
years.
No.
Now, here's the deal. When you get
he's going to be dead.
No, here's the point. Here's the deal. When you get to a certain age.
What age?
Everything's off the table.
Off the table or on? What do you mean?
On the table in an off the table kind of way.
So
if you're 75 years old, I'll say, well, let's go 72. 70's not, because 70 used to, a couple of years, 70 was, I'll say 73.
Okay.
If you're 73 and you can get after it, and you want to marry a 19-year-old, then I say, have at it, go for it. Because you're so old, and chances are, and I don't know why you're doing it. Maybe she's giving you some. Maybe you're a sugar daddy. Maybe you just want a last fleeting thing, whatever. But if you've been on this earth for 72, 73, 74 years, and you want to go out and marry a 20-year-old or go out with it, then have at it, and you have my total blessings. She knows what she's getting into. You know what you're getting into. You're only around a lot. It's a bucket list thing. It's like, boy, I hope I get to date a 19-year-old. William Shatner, if he wants to go out with an 18-year-old tonight, have at it, my man. Go for it. Do your thing. I'm happy for you. Now, if you're 55 or 60 and you still got a lot of life to live and you're like, because at that point you're trying to have some type of long-lasting relationship. Yeah. When you're 90 years old, how much longer can you be around?
So that's my thing is it's not so much him, it's her. That's what I'm...
Well, Josh, they've been together for 5 years.
Yippee. But
okay, well, there's something there. Stay with a 78-year-old for 5 years.
I get it.
It's Roger flipping Waters. What's really cool about the story, she had no clue what the hell he was.
Well, because he's some old geezer playing Coachella.
But I mean, she didn't even know Pink Floyd was.
Right,
cool?
because she's 35 years younger than him.
I know, right?
So this is the thing. I can't tell you that there's not chemistry. But if you're 43 years old, again, same thing. I would want to know, why do you... What's your thought about being with him? Well, I love him. Okay, that's great. You know he'll be dead in 10 years. ish, yep. 88, 12 years. He'll be dead.
Almost 10 years could be the 10 best years of her life.
Okay.
It's better to have loved and lost than not to have loved at all, Josh. Put that on your stinking Instagram sticker.
No, I just, I am skeptical about that. I'm always skeptical.
So you're saying that if you knew someone was going to die in 3 years, you never have a relationship with them?
Well, there have been movies about that. I mean, no.
Seriously, if you met someone who had cancer and they said, I'm going to be dead.
There was just a new movie about that.
I'm going to be dead in 5 years.
That's different.
You wouldn't have a relationship with that person?
That's different.
Why?
That's different because I know they're going into it and they're going to be dead.
Okay, well, he's going to be dead.
Yeah. That's...
Same thing.
But there's also just the whole age difference. I don't get, if you're 43 and he's 78, I mean, again, he's a rocker and he's cool. What are you talking about?
But she didn't know he was a rocker. That's the beautiful thing about it.
What are you talking about?
I mean, if she was 43 and it was Mick Jagger and she was a big Rolling Stones fan, okay. Then I'd go, okay,
so what is she
weird.
Seeing him?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Well, maybe he's a compassionate man. Maybe he's thought provoking. Maybe she loves the fact that he writes poetry. Maybe she now that she's fallen in love with his music, she never listened to Pink Floyd before, she realizes just what a thought provoking musician he is. Okay. Maybe he's kind and gentle. Maybe he's giving. All the wonderful things that a woman looks. Maybe he's funny. Maybe it's because he's worth $310 million.
No, I don't think that's it. I just don't think it's...
You just don't ever hear a story about a rocker falling in love with his driver.
You see a rocker lusting after his driver.
And he's white. He's an old white guy. Yeah. She's a younger black woman. It's just got everything in it. It could be
wonderful.
A movie. It is a great story.
It's wonderful.
It's great. I mean, I love it. And it's good great. For him. But yeah. It is his fifth marriage.
This is his fifth marriage. That was the other thing.
It's a little long.
So that means his grandkids, 78. No, his grandkids aren't probably older than her, but his kids are. His kids are older than her. His kids are older than her.
Well, I'm sure. I don't know how many kids he's got. I'm not sure.
Yeah.